This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And we'll go back to the phones for calls for Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about the medicines that your animals may be taking or can take, and in particular, the psychotropic drugs. I have a cat, Nike the studio cat. Nike was a very nervous cat, always walking around, pacing around, never got any sleep. And our doctor said, why not put him on Prozac? And I said, you mean the same Prozac I'm taking? He said, yes, this works for the animals. And at that point, I thought, well, okay, let's give it a try. And sure enough, it made a big difference for Nike, the studio cat. So this is not new to me. It may be new to you. We have expert on, and we welcome back Dr. Lisa Radosta. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on today.
So these drugs, they're all the same ones that we could get in the human pharmacies?
That's exactly right. The Prozac that you give Nike is the same Prozac that you would take from the same pharmacy. Now, in dogs, we should point out there are some FDA-approved antidepressants on the market, and Prozac is one of them. So there's a branded product called Reconcile that has FDA approval for use in dogs. There's a completely different antidepressant in a completely different drug class called Clomicalm, approved for use in dogs. Now, these two medications are approved for use in dogs with separation anxiety, but let's just talk for a second, because you have a kitty,
yeah.
And there's lots of pet parents out there with kitties, and kitties need some help, too. They need some better living through chemistry, just like all of us. So all these medications that we use in kitties, it's called extra-label or off-label use, okay? And kitty cat owners need to know what that means, because a lot of the medications that your little kitty takes are extra-label or off-label. And it just means that the FDA has not gotten their fingers into that and it's not approved for use in that species or for that problem. That does not stop us from not only using the medication, but there are studies out there looking at Prozac, Buspirone, Valium, Clomicalm, all kinds of what we call psychotropic medications in kitties. So we have lots of information, but we don't necessarily have FDA approval for those.
Okay, so we're looking down at our animal and we're trying to figure out, do they need these kind of medications? What are the problems that these medications might be helpful in?
So you're going to look for help for your kitty or for your dog. We'll start with, let's say, dogs first, although some of these signs cross over. You're going to look for help when your pet's quality of life is affected. So for dogs, let's say your dog has separation anxiety and they are at risk for hurting themselves while you're gone. They're destroying your house. They're panicking. You know, a panic response, if anyone, any person who's ever had a panic response will tell you, it affects their quality of life. And if your dog is going through that every time you leave or with every thunderstorm, his or her quality of life is affected. We don't need to go farther, okay? So you need to seek help. If your pet is lunging at other dogs or people on the street, so let's just equate this to you and me. We're friends. We're walking down the street together. You know, we're going to go and have some coffee at Starbucks. And I just start screaming at the guy across the street. I'm just acting like a crazy loon, aren't you? Really? That's what this lunging and growling is. You're going to say, Lisa, honey, you need some help. We need to go see a doctor. Okay? So it's that kind of thing with your dog. With your kitty, I really want you to be critical, because so many of us, and I have a kitty, I have a big black alley cat. He is 16 and a half pounds. We only adopt black cats at my house. He's gigantic. And so many of us cat owners think that a hiding cat is normal. He's under the bed. That's normal. No, that's not normal. That means he's scared. So a kitty who's under the bed a lot, a kitty who bites you, who urinates or defecates outside of his litter box. Now, I want to just frame this again. These are the signs that help you to see that your pet's stressed and needs help. Not every one of these pets needs a medication, but they certainly need help, because we all deserve to live our very best life. Even if we have four legs, we still deserve that best life.
You know, it seems to me, and I'm just looking around and thinking what I've heard lately, it seems to me veterinarians are pretty eager, more than they have ever been, to sedate or medicate animals.
I would say that is true, that veterinarians are wanting to sedate more than ever when it comes to veterinary visits. Now, we don't want animals to walk through their lives like zombies, which is the number one question I get, by the way, from owners. When I talk about medications to improve an animal's quality of life, they say, I do not want a zombie. And I just want to say up front, that is not the goal. The goal is not to sedate the pet on a daily basis. Now, for a vet visit, just like when a lot of us go to the dentist, and the dentist is free with the drugs, aren't they? I think we should be just as free with veterinary medicine. There isn't a reason not to be trying to alleviate that stress during those visits. So I want to kind of follow the lead of those dentists who are saying, hey, if you're stressed, it's no problem. Let me help you with that. And I think you're right. Vets are getting the message. They're getting the message partially because there's a lot of continuing education. There's a lot written. We have this incredible Fear Free movement. We have a new book, From Fearful to Fear Free, which outlines everything you need to know to take your dog from scared to comfortable. So there's a lot of resources out there for vets now.
I just love the new book, From Fearful to Fear Free. It's an amazing guide, just also well done and easy to read. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you. I love the book, too. I mean, I know I was one of the authors, but I love the book, right? It's got the color pictures, and it's got all these stories. So I've told my own experiences.
If there's one book you pick up this year about your animals, From Fearful to Fear Free, I highly recommend it. A great read, even for me. And you know me, I like pictures and I like easy reads. It's an easy, good book with a lot of stuff to read. It will open up the world to your animal in so many ways that you could have never imagined. Links to everything we've talked about on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Dr. Lisa, thank you for coming back on.
Thank you so much, and thanks for caring so much about the animals.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
This is Animal Radio, baby.